I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email usports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com now. All right, the Pirates have made a significant promotion. Bubba Chandler. Coming up here, is Friday the day limits? They've designated Friday?
Yes, Friday is when he will be officially added to the roster.
And according to all the reports, including the one from the NOAA Constrictor, he'll be in a bulk relief role. Let's bring on Dan Zangrilli to speak about this. You know Dan from pre and post and play-by-play, which happened again in Chicago, Dan. Not only did you call games, but you were featured in the Post-Gazette by the NOAA Constrictor himself. You are living large at the moment, my friend.
It's a high unlike any other, Joe. And if I were doing any better, I would be anchoring the morning news on TV in Dayton, Ohio.
How was it to be interviewed by the NOAA Constrictor? That's like being interviewed by Cronkite or Barbara Walters.
Absolutely. And we did it at the back of Wrigley Field over some wonderful press dining. And he got me actually to chop a few onions there when he started asking me about family. And I started talking about, you know, my grandfather, who I never had the opportunity to meet. But, you know, how much it meant to my dad and the whole bit. My dad lost his dad at a very young age. My grandfather was 45. But really the only memories that my father has of him were engaging with the Pirates and engaging with them on, at the time, KDKA. And at the Joe L. Brown show was just as important as Sunday morning mass. with all, you know, he was one of five running around the house. And so that, thinking of what he would have thought, a guy that I never met, that was the part that, kind of hit me in the solar plexus, if you will.
Well, you did a great job in all your play-by-play work this year. I'm sure Limits would agree.
But I'm 0-5.
I know. Yeah, I did hear about that. You're 0-5. But that's, you know, that's not much lower than their actual winning percentage. Limits, did you hear Dan? Do you share my opinion?
I actually made it a point to listen to Dan this weekend, especially Saturday's game. I listened to just about all of it. And I tell you what, you would think that Dan was doing all 162 games. Like, I'm not kidding, Dan. You did an incredible job.
Well,
it was great to listen to.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. And it was a bunch of fun. It was a dream. You know, all those boxes you check, to think, you know, being at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
The closest thing you're going to get to Forbes Field. It was wild. Still really can't believe it in many respects, but, you know, we did it, and hopefully I didn't soil the sheets, and, you know, would love to do more. Who knows what the future holds. Really appreciative of a lot of people here behind the scenes. Say what you want about the organization, but there are a number of very, very, very good humans, very smart people, believe it or not, behind the scenes here that, you know, I'm honored to call friends.
Dan, the promotion of Bubba Chandler, at first blush, we were pumped here, and then 2 seconds later, we realized he's going to be used in a bulk relief role. Does that make sense to you?
On the surface, no. You turn your head to the side. But then as I heard the news coming into the ballpark today, I was listening to you guys, and I haven't taken a dive into this. I do wonder about, from an innings and workload perspective, they're being conscious of all of that, right? And they're moving a lot of pieces around, not only apparently for Chandler, and I don't know this to be true, but this is just my speculation, wondering, because when something doesn't make sense, well, okay, what's the how and the why? You start diving into that. And where I go with it is I think that it's probably workload management, number one, as a big possibility and driving factor here. Secondly, he's coming up to the big leagues not exactly with a full head of steam or with a bunch of success. He's not blowing the doors off of guys the way that you would otherwise see somebody in a true meritocracy setup get promoted to the big leagues. So is this maybe more just a put him in a conducive environment, one inning, maybe two inning sample sizes, where he can dip his toe into the water, see what major league bats tell you, and then, you know, take those notes, that feedback. Does he go back down to AAA? Does he stay up here? Do we use the sample size going into the offseason? Those are just my that's my own speculation, because, again, look at these AAA numbers. If he's not really in an efficient manner turning over a AAA lineup, imagine if you did say, okay, go out, try to give us 4 or 5 innings and get through the Blue Jays lineup 2 times. That's probably, based on what we've learned in AAA, that's probably not going to work out as planned. So those are my two, I guess, reasons to try to answer something that doesn't, on the surface, make a ton of sense.
But do you think, Dan, that that's more beneficial to put him, I guess, more so in like a Braxton Ashcraft role that we saw earlier this year, rather than just throw him to the Wolves and see what you got from him? Do you think it's better for confidence, for the Major League staff wants to work with him?
Probably, because, again, we're talking about a really young guy. He's not a college guy. He's a high school guy. And say what you want about the high school guys, there are maturity, growth issues, adversity things that you want to see guys go through. And, of course, he's gone through some of that at the AAA level. There's probably some things with his pitches that are really good, maybe not so good. And what sort of feedback do you get at the big league level in a shorter spurt, rather than just have him go out there and go two-thirds of an inning or 2 1/3? And remember, like, you still have to manage an actual game. So if you do run him out there and he has a start, like Johan Oviedo did when he first came back, throwing 43 pitches in the first inning, he's done after the first, and then all of a sudden you get 8 innings that you have to cover in a game. Well, that, for lack of a better term, that screwed the Pirates for the rest of the homestand last time they were here, and they were fighting uphill. They didn't have an off day. So you've got those variables as well, if you're Don Kelly, that you have to kind of figure out. So, I mean, he's a piece to the puzzle. All of the things that we just sort of laid out, these are just all my speculations here as to why they're going about it this way. And I guess as I talk through it, maybe it does make some sense. Have I made it make more sense to you, Joe, or Austin? I'm guessing you're going to say no.
No. Austin?
Not really. No, I'd rather see him start, Dan. I really would. I'd rather see him go 4 or 5 innings against this Blue Jays lineup and see what he has.
Well, yes, you want to see him go 4 or 5 innings, but can he, based on what you've seen and read and what the data is telling? I'm surprised that he's been brought up, period.
Yeah, based on how he's been doing lately, I tend to agree.
Yeah, so why, if he's not doing it well in that form and fashion in AAA, what would lead you to believe, outside of just your curiosity, that is the practical way to go about anything at the big league level.
I don't know. It just seems odd.
If you think he's going to have success at the big league level, doing the same thing that he did in the Triple A level, I'm shocked that he's up here to begin with, because I'm sure there's a few boxes and areas on a number of different fronts that he needs to check at Triple A before we're going to let him face big league hitters. But I guess if curiosity is going to kill the cat here, you bring him up and put him in the bullpen and try to do it that way. That's the only reason I could think and guess.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And limits, it's 1225. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Dan Zangrilli on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, it's happening again every August and September. Mitch Keller crumbles. I hate to say it, but those are the facts now for several years, and it's happening again. Why? What has happened to this guy? What happens to him every year, Dan? Why doesn't he have a finishing kick?
Spoke a lot about it on the post-game show last night. This just might be something that you have to deal with, and this is part of who he is. Just like some hitters, they don't show up until May 15th or June 1st. You can almost leave them at home in the month of April. This might be the case with Keller. I don't think it's like a mental, psychological thing. I'm inclined to believe it something more physical, workload-related, out of gas, dead arm.
Every year?
I suppose, yeah, you probably now have to account for it because the sample size is the sample size.
Oh, Canada playing in the background there, Dan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If you'd like to sing along. I don't know. This is not a good thing, needless to say. They're paying the guy a lot of money, and when the games theoretically get important, although they don't around here, in August and September, his ERA goes up to 6, 7, and 8 right. every single time. Something I would imagine he's trying to mitigate this. Yeah. This is horrible.
I mean, it's basically, what, third year in a row that's happened?
Fourth, by my count.
Sure. So, I mean, is this who he is? Probably. It doesn't mean you don't necessarily stop drilling down into it, but, yeah, I mean, if we're talking a year from now and you're in contention, you probably have to account for something like this because, you know, it's happened every year, no doubt.
Do you have to go? Because this seems awkward now with the anthems playing in the background.
I let Austin know, so I don't know what we should be doing. So
Limits, you failed to tell me that we could let Dan go because it would be awkward during the anthems. Why aren't you communicating with me more today?
I think we should let Dan go so that he can sit for the anthem.
Yep.
Stand for the anthem, I think, would be
preferable.
Probably a good idea.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye, Dan.
Limits, what have you done to me today? You're yelling in my ear over the Sam Clancy
thing. Yes,
and now you're not telling me to leave, and we're hearing the national anthem, the Canadian anthem, which is going to be followed by the U.S. anthem,
yep,
playing in the background, and everybody's quiet, and he's doing a radio interview.
Yeah, I thought you'd pick up on the anthem part.
I did eventually.
The Clancy part. I told you what had happened before. I didn't have his number. He called in and the number didn't save it. I didn't have it. So
well,
I was scrambling to find it.
So I said, yeah, we're going out to
and you yelled at me. And
you
I was,
yelled at
I was,
me.
Yes,
I said, we're going out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. And in my ear.
And I said, no, we don't have him
shrieking,
yet.
No, we can't. It's okay. Everything's
and
okay.
And then you yelled at me and were very mean and I'm upset about it.
And so am I. And Dan is standing for the anthem even as we speak.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, really.
Dan, I said, Dan, do you want us to let you go? And he said, your call on if you want me to let you go before the anthem.
No, I've been there. You can't be doing an interview during the anthem, you know, unless you're outside the stadium.
Right.
It's just.
Yeah, it's not right.
I don't know. It's awkward at the least. Yes. Where am I, Limits? What are we doing? Now you've got me all confused. There's a lot of things happening, by the way. What about this soccer situation in town? I didn't think I realized the gravity of that situation, that there's going to be an expansion of our soccer field down by Station Square. The Riverhounds owner planning a $125 million expansion project. This thing's going to jump the seating capacity at Highmark Stadium to 15,000 and an upgrade with, I don't know anything about soccer, so I don't know what it means. The River Hounds would go to United Soccer League's new Division One, which will launch in 2028. Like, what level of soccer is that? I don't even know. And we could see 15,000 people in the building and 20,000 for concerts.
Yeah.
Tell me more. You're a soccer guy. What's happening
here?
Yeah,
so this is really cool news for Tuffy Schallenberger and everyone down there at the River Hounds. Like, this is...
Hell of a name, too, isn't it, Tuffy?
Very, yes. Yeah. It's really cool for Station Square. Looking at the renditions of it, and this is what Bob left early for, to be able to go and report on.
Yeah.
It looks like a beautiful facility, a beautiful stadium. The Riveters... The Women's Soccer League, the Riveters,
yeah,
they had their first season this year. That was very successful. We know how successful the River Hounds have been. And
I don't know, actually. Have they been very successful selling out the stadium
all
the time?
They sell out the stadium. Okay. They win. They go far. I think they beat an MLS team either earlier this year or last year.
How high of a level of soccer is this? How far from, like, everybody has a European League team that they like, right? Is that right? European League?
So
am I right about that?
They're trying to get to the...
How close is that?
They're trying to get to the USL, like Division One type of level. Like,
yes.
The USL One level.
Right.
And this is just another part of expanding...
How close is that to European soccer?
I don't know how close it is.
Then just say you don't know.
Mulsey
disease is setting in again. No, you didn't. You gave me the runaround.
I was giving more detail.
You gave me the runaround. How close is it to European soccer?
I don't know how close it is.
What's the big European league that everybody follows?
The Premier League.
The Premier League. How close is that to Premier League soccer?
I mean, it's USL is below MLS.
Okay. How close is MLS to Premier League?
Not that close, if you ask people in a lot of soccer circles.
But it's still a higher level of significantly higher than what they're playing now? If they go to Division One,
yeah, it's higher level.
I know that. Significantly higher, much better soccer. What are we talking about here? Can you find me a soccer expert to get on the air?
I can, yes.
Who follows soccer? Who writes about soccer? Who talks about soccer?
I'll go to Pittsburgh Soccer Now.
Go to Pittsburgh Soccer Now. I didn't even know there was such a thing. And we can find out. I mean, this seems fairly significant. There's a lot of tension between you and I on the set today. It seems fairly significant that they're going to 15,000 people. I mean, you know, that's more than the Pete, is it not?
Yeah, Pete's capacity is what, 13,000?
Something like that. Used to be 12,500. I don't know. I don't think they've tested it for a while in men's basketball anyway. Have they?
Capacity is 12,500. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Limits. At least we agree on something today.
Wrong.
What are we going to do about this? You and I are at severe odds, and now we have the big boy coming on, right? For how long?
Oh, the big boy. That's a great question. Because I texted the big boy, and I said, could we talk to you for an hour, Mark? And Mark said, I don't know if I can say that on air, what Mark said, but I think we might be able to get him on for an extended period of time. We'll find out.
All right, and let's find out about Cam Hayward.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You know that voice. That's the big boy. He's on video today. Check it out on our YouTube channel. Is it a channel that we have, Limits? Our own channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the YouTube channel.
Find that, well, on YouTube or go through our website, 937thefan.com. Those numbers, by the way, are going up and up and up. And when these football stories start popping, man, so do the numbers. And who better to look at than Mark Cabali? This man is a movie star. Look at him, Limits. He looks great today.
He does. Look at it. It's a great smile. That's
great
a million-dollar smile right there.
That's a million-dollar smile. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, big boy. Is the hold-in over? Is Cam Hayward's hold-in over? And if it is, what does this mean? Does it mean that he knows he's getting a sweetener, or that he knows he's not, or does it mean something else?
Boy, I mean, it would be really nice to be able to talk to the young fella and get his point of view, but he decided not to talk to anybody yesterday because he had to go to the training room. So it's all speculation at this point, Joe, but my speculation is if he goes out there and takes part in team drills for the first time in a couple weeks, either something's in place, something's been assured of him. If not, he's still got 18 days until the start of the season to be able to do this hold-in type of situation to get what he possibly wants. So I would make the assumption off of what we saw yesterday that something will be coming down the pike here soon saying that there's an addition to his contract or whatever. So
certainly not a new contract.
No, I would not believe it would be. It would be crazy to be able to do that. What I would do if I was, you know, obviously take the money from next year, make it guaranteed this year, then have him the ability to rip that contract up next year, which there wouldn't be as much guaranteed money next year. So if he does have an all-pro season, then you come back to him and say, hey, let's get a new deal done here. And if not, then you play under what you had last year and you still almost have two guaranteed years money. But it would be nice to hear it from the horse's mouth, but we did not hear it from either horse's mouth, Joe. Horse, how about that?
Horse, I like that. So the hold-in's finished. Has his reputation taken a hit? And how important is that to him?
Well, I think it's important to everybody, especially a guy of his clout. But I don't think it's taken a hit for, you know, a week. You probably I'll come to you in week two or week three. You'll probably totally forget about it and say, oh, yeah, I remember when that happened. I think it's obviously that he underestimated the backlash that he got by doing how he went about it and asked for more money in this way. So I don't think it's going to be any long-term effect. And I think once you see that he gets a handful of bucks, it's not going to be as much to say that's a terrible deal and this guy is greedy or anything like that. Maybe he is feeling a little foolish right now, you know, talking telling Aaron Rodgers be a Steeler or whatnot. It didn't come across very well on his podcast yesterday when he talked to Aaron Rodgers about that, you know. So
wait, maybe tell me more about that. Limits, you're supposed to be monitoring the Cam podcast.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. I have it. Here it is on Not Just Football.
He's a wrestler. I'm talking about an offensive side of the ball. Offensive side of the ball. I think he'd have a good chance of whipping everybody.
Who?
Okay. DK didn't seem to like that.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the line.
No, I
thought he was talking about me. Yeah, so I thought
about
the
line. You, bro.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about you and your money.
Oh, all about got a little shot at the end. Who were they talking about at the start there?
I don't know. I think it's just about them just bits and back and forth. Do you consider that a soft tip dart?
Yeah.
Is that a little bit shaved down, a little pointy one, a little metal one?
Yeah, that was a felt tip dart, but it was a dart nonetheless. Did TJ come up to you yesterday and everybody else and say, pay the man, or was that just Batco? How did that story go?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear what Batco said.
Batco reported that TJ, what did he say? Limits, tell him.
Basically that Watt went up to some media members and he has a picture of Watt basically saying, pay the man for Cam Hayward.
All these guys going to bat for him. What do you make of that, big boy?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. That's his best buddy. I don't know how it actually went down. A lot of times they'll walk by a scrum area when media are and they'll say, hey, pay the man. Or
any one of them ever challenge you to a fight?
Maybe James Harrison, maybe Mike Wallace.
I expected you to say no.
Any others that you could think of?
That was a rhetorical question that turned into a real question.
No, only a couple. Only a couple of maybe, I don't know about challenge me to fight, but you know, got a little hot under the collar a little bit.
The players like Jim Wexel. I learned that a long time ago. They like him more than anybody, really. Over my time, anyway, at the Steelers.
Man, maybe you like Wex?
He's a nice man. Maybe things have changed. That's still true?
Well, no. I mean, it's all about, I don't know, man. forget about it.
Seems like an interesting
story. I'm not
going to
go there.
Doesn't
go
it,
there.
Limits? What do we have
there.
Brewing here?
There's a story there, Joe.
In Pittsburgh media.
Whoa!
Yo! All right. How about, So this thing's going to end, and Dulac said the same thing in his chat, that he believes the Steelers and Cam will come to some sort of an agreement, not a new contract. So
why would you go out there, Joe, unless something has happened already?
Because what if something's definitely not happening? What if they told you this ain't happening, and then Cam says, all right, and he may not want to follow through on any of his threats?
I would still at least wait a couple more weeks to put a little bit more pressure on him. So these last two or three weeks would have been crap. I don't think you give up quite. You know, if it was, you know, September 4th, maybe, okay, it's not going to happen. But we're talking August, what, 20th?
Yeah. All right. If that's the way it's going to end, then
that's
guess
the way I look at it.
Good for both sides, I suppose. Although Cam is still taking some hits here. And if he plays well, it'll all be forgotten.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If he doesn't, it won't be forgotten. We know how that works, right?
Yeah, people will be looking for him to be taking a step back. But, I mean, after how he, the only way I could see him take a step back if he gets hurt. I think the talent's still there. The talent level is still there. I don't think he's going to lose that. I think the only thing you have to keep an eye on is health, and health would lead to poor play.
All right, Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show. We could say he's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today and a high of Cordero Patterson, 84. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, we're going to play for you a clip from Ben's podcast, Footballin'. He picked the Steelers to go 11-6 before he went out to that joint practice last week. Now I think he's picking them to at least go 19-0 with a blowout Super Bowl win. Let's listen to Ben on Rodgers and Metcalf.
I'm feeding y'all this, okay, Steeler Nation family? I am giving you guys all this why to be excited and why this is going to be, like, those two could go crazy. And Aaron's had some great receivers, don't get me wrong, but he hasn't had to do like this either. I'm watching them at practice, and it wasn't all perfect. They're still working through things, you know? And it may take a little while. It may take a couple of weeks to get going because they're still, you know, you got to get, they're not, they're probably not going to play in the preseason this week either.
Sure.
So it's going to take a few weeks potentially. I mean, you're going to see some flashes. You're going to see some great things, okay? So let me tell you this. When they get going,
really,
I'm telling you, it's going to be something special, okay?
Do you agree with that?
Well, this is the same guy that, I absolutely agree.
You keep choking off your thoughts. Tell us what you're thinking.
I was going to make a Pickett joke, but I didn't.
Well, yeah, he was high on Pickett. So was I, and so were you, and so was everybody else. We've all been wrong on quarterbacks here. Nobody more so than Mike Tomlin over the last 3 years. But I get it. Still, it's Ben.
Yeah, I understand. I totally agree with him. And his next thought that was coming out of his mouth was the thing that can make it go all south is the offensive line. So, yes, I totally agree with everything he says. He's right. They are different makers. That DK Metcalf Rodgers combination, if left be able to have time to throw the ball, is going to be special. But the offensive line is going – it's a work in progress right now. We might not see this until week six, week eight.
But you think eventually we're going to see something special here, something special, crazy stuff, Ben said.
Yes, I think so, because you're throwing things like the Jonnu Smiths and the Washingtons and the Friermuths. And if Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, you have different avenues to move the ball, and it's just not going to be DK Metcalf. So, yes, I think it can be special. It might not be back to, you know, Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, AB type of special, but it's probably going to be something as close to that since then.
Do you agree with Ben that Rodgers hasn't had a dude like DK Metcalf? Davante Adams is pretty damn good, no?
Yeah, they're just different. Davante Adams is a route runner. DK Metcalf is just that bruiser, the guy that can take it and run. So I think he's just a guy who's very, very, very good around the red zone, inside the 10-yard line. He's almost unstoppable there. Probably just different. I wouldn't say he's better. I wouldn't say that he's better than Davante Adams, but he's different, which makes him something that Rodgers hasn't dealt with yet.
Different physically. All right, I get that. And then Ben says, we haven't seen what DK Metcalf can do on a football field. He has not had a quarterback even close to the caliber of Aaron Rodgers. If that quote makes its way to Mr. Unlimited, is he going to be insulted?
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Steeler Nation, let's ride.
You think Pompa is...
Where is my voice coming from? Why is my voice echoing?
On my phone.
What?
Somehow it popped up on my phone. I think Harry Callis was retweeting something of you and Bechtold yelling at each other, and it popped up on my phone because I accidentally hit it.
Yeah, Bechtold is basically sabotaging this show today, but this is
Joe yelled at me and hurt my feelings and hasn't apologized yet, big boy.
After he yelled at me.
No, I was trying to advise him off the air about something.
Advise me? You were ear-splitting, yelling, panicking in my ear because Sam Clancy wasn't on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline.
He yelled, relax, at me, and
yes,
I took offense to that.
Well... it's better than going boom.
Oh,
I disagree with that.
Were you listening when that came on last
no,
week, big boy?
I was in the studio on Friday, and it was still the talk of the studio.
Oh yeah, it was the talk. There was somebody that called in during my show on Friday night and was like, "Are you and Joe okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." Oh no. So then we texted you, Joe, to come on the show to try to clear the air, and you never responded to Charlie Borges.
No, I never
did. Blew off Charlie
Borges. I was otherwise engaged on Friday night. How about this guy? How about this guy? He's fresh out of high school, lowering a boom on me. You're 21. How old are you? 23?
I wish. I'm 24 now.
24. He's getting old. Ooh. Lowering a boom. He drops a boom on me when he thinks he has a point.
And he still plays wiffle ball.
I do.
Yeah.
And don't knock it, Mark.
I hear you.
Here's the Donnie made a point, and that's where the boom came in. I wasn't intended as a boom towards Joe. It was a type of thing.
Okay,
we've moved on though.
Just don't boom in front of Joe.
Yeah, no,
I learned that lesson.
No more booming.
So let me put this perspective. That was what's his name that ripped on Pomp, right?
That was intern Dom. That was intern Dom. Yeah.
Okay,
although Limits has also ripped Pomp.
Not nearly to the extent that Intern Dom did. I mean, Intern Dom went above and beyond to be able to take a shot at him. And then how about Malzie taking a shot at us right back after that, too?
Wait, when did Malzie take a shot at us?
Well, whoever says that is a moron. I insult Bob.
He's a lovable little creature, isn't he, big boy? Intern Dom?
He was on... I don't know when he was, and he was upset that I didn't follow him on Twitter. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I followed him, and about an hour later, I unfollowed him, and he hasn't realized it yet.
So let's go back to myself, Donnie Football, and Bob when Russell Wilson got here, giving our best Broncos country let's ride. Rate these 1 to 3 if you hear them again here.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Who's 1, 2, and 3 if you had to rate them?
See, two of those are very unbelievable. I think, Joe, you went overboard a little bit too much. Pomp tried to put a little extra mustard on it. I'm going with Donnie Football.
Donnie Football, all right.
Straight to the point.
How do you think Russell Wilson fares this year? And are you keeping close tabs on my guy, Jackson Dart, who's tearing it up right now?
Jackson Dart. Yes. I thought you learned from Kenny Pickett, Joe. Didn't you just say that?
Yeah, but let's be honest. If Jackson Dart was 25 of 36 for 291 and three total touchdowns through two games here, we'd be having ticker tape parades tomorrow.
That sounds like a Skylar Thompson stat line.
All right, you're downgrading Jackson Dart. How do you think that Russell Wilson's going to do out there?
I think he'll do all right.
Yeah? You think he'll keep that job?
Yeah, it depends. I think they're very similar to what Cleveland is. If you get to a point in the season where you're 2-9, 1-7, what's the use of having Russell Wilson? What's the use of having Joe Flacco? So I think that would be the chance where he would lose his job. I don't think Russell will lose his job just over lack of, you know, production. I don't see that, no.
You staying with us for the next segment or no?
As I told Austin Limit, you're overcooking my grits. No, you never watched the movie Remember the Titans?
Yeah, I did. It was good. A little bit overdone. Yeah.
When the assistant coach said, I need to have my special teams coach here, and he looked at him and said, you're overcooking my grits there, coach.
I don't remember that line. No. Are you staying or no? All I need is a yes. Sir. Yes, okay, all right.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.